88.9 WLRY. And joining me right now is Michael Drive with Baron Cross. And Michael, welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
A lot of excitement as your new CD, Birth Pangs, is out. It's the 30th year anniversary album. First new album for the band in 18 years. Now available at baroncross.com. The original lineup in concert and featuring a new song as well. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But how did the original lineup come back together? And what was it like, Michael, having everyone back on stage again?
Oh, it was really, really great. I mean, almost to say it was almost magical to say that word lightly, of course, but it was really, really great. And God really blessed us that night. And it showed us that we really still have the same harmony that we always had in the very beginning. You know, we formed in 1983, and so we... There were really a lot of bands that came after us, but the thing that we always did seemed to be really the same vibe that what we did at this particular concert, which became our new album. And so it was wonderful to be on stage again with Jim Ray and Steve and myself, and we really had a great time. And the show ended up being such a fantastic performance and show that. And when I started hearing the tracks back, I thought, oh, wow, this should really be released, and this should be our new album. So that's how it came to pass.
You know, a lot of your fans got the opportunity to see that performance on YouTube and that video there. And you've already kind of alluded to this, but was it always the plan to release the concert on CD, or was that done, like you said, after you saw it and after the reaction to fans seeing that posted on YouTube?
Well, yeah, I think more the latter, because I didn't know how good it would actually come out. It was maybe in the back of my mind in the beginning, but I didn't think, I thought it would just be a concert that we will do in Switzerland. And then as I heard it back, it ended up being so good that we just couldn't not release it. It is so much better than... we put out a live album in 1990 called Right. Hotter Than Hell, and this just blows it out of the water. It's so much better.
Which is saying something, because that's a fantastic album as well. So Elements of Rock Concert in Switzerland 2012 is when you recorded the new live album, and it features a new song, Whitewashed Love. Tell me a little bit about that and how that song came together.
Actually, let me correct you. There are three new tracks on there. One is an instrumental. And there are two complete new songs on there. One song that is a new song is called Return of the Light. And this is actually a song that was on our first demo. It's the first song that I ever wrote, and it turned out great. God was all over that one when I wrote that song. But we recorded it on our second demo in 1984, I believe it was, 83 or 84. And anyway, we decided to perform that in this show, and it really turned out great. And so Return of the Light is one of the new songs. But the one you just asked me about, called Whitewashed Love, that's brand new. I wrote that a few years back, and it actually, the interesting thing about that song is that it actually began with French lyrics. I wrote it actually in French. I don't know if I think a lot of the fans don't even know that I speak, read, and write French fluently.
I saw that posted on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, and so so I originally had written that song with French lyrics, but then I decided I would like to do this with Baron Cross, and it was a great song, and I had an idea, a really good idea, to write lyrics about the apostasy in the church today. So that's what I did.
Very good. What's the reaction been to the new album so far?
Oh, people are really, I'm very, very amazed with how much they are liking it. And I don't think I'm getting any reviews from anybody that's saying that they don't like it. They think the recording is fantastic and the performance is really good. Yeah, what can I say? There have already been some reviews published in certain magazines. I've actually put some of the reviews online on barroncross.com. When you look at the new album, you can click on the reviews, and it speaks for itself. It's just really good reviews, so we're happy about that.
Absolutely. Michael Drive joining us with band Barron Cross. How have you kept your voice in such good shape over the years? Brother, you still rock it. You still bring it. That's got to be kind of tough on the voice, isn't it?
Well, you know, what really is necessary to keep a good voice is eating right, sleeping properly. I eat a lot of organic foods, and I don't eat a lot of sugar. I've really cut down a lot on my sugar intake, because sugar really kills the body in every way. It's a disease causer. And anyway, I eat good vegetables and fruits and organic foods, and try to take good care of my body in that way, getting exercise and also sleeping at the right hours and enough rest.
Mm-hmm. Now, without a doubt, you've heard the Iron Maiden comparison, I'm sure, over the years with Bruce Dickinson. Do you ever get tired of hearing that? And was Iron Maiden an influence when the band started?
Well, they're one of the bands that I guess I did like in back in the day. No, I don't really get tired of that. I don't get that comparison as much anymore, actually.
Yeah.
I think that I've developed more of a unique style, even though the thing is I sing in some of the same registers as
right.
Bruce Dickinson. And so, you know, when I get way up there in those registers, it's a little bit of a similar tonality to the voice. And that's probably where the comparison comes from. But when I was growing up in high school, you'd be surprised. The kind of music that I was in was more of the British progressive rock, like Yes and Old Genesis and King Crimson and UK and even Kansas. That's an American band, but they were more progressive, and I enjoyed the progressive stuff.
The new CD, again, Birth Pains, 30th year anniversary album, is now available at barroncross.com. 30 years, changes you've seen in the music business over the three decades that Barron Cross has been together. I'm sure there are quite a few of them for you.
Yeah, there has been a lot of changes, that's for sure. It's especially in the music business. But but as far as music goes, yeah, it's been progressing. The 90s, we saw kind of a lackadaisical, it was like work less hard at music and work harder at doing drugs and things like that, you know. And the music that came out in the 90s was starting to go downhill, and it's been going downhill, I think, ever since. When I try to hear what is going on nowadays, musically, it's really not that great. There's a very great lack of originality in music and talent and just good songs. People are more concerned with creating a pop hit than writing songs that people like. You know, I don't know how else to explain that. But
and Michael, any future touring plans for the band to hit the road again?
Yes, definitely. Right now we are available for bookings. Actually, we have a show that's planned in November in Baltimore, I believe it is. It's on our website,
mm-hmm.
And I know that we're getting a lot of people that, like in Brazil and South America, that would like Barron Cross to come and tour. And I'm getting emails from all over different places in the United States that they would like us to come and tour. And so it just, you know, it depends on if there's a promoter out there that wants to book some shows with us, then great. So we will see.
And people would get hold of you through the website or Facebook, I take it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they can contact us directly through our website, barroncross.com, or, our Facebook. We all have Facebook pages, and the Barron Cross has a Facebook page of its own. Just simply Facebook/ Barron Cross.
And again, the CD Birth Pangs is available at barroncross.com. Pick it up. You're going to love it. And we've been talking to Michael Drive with Barron Cross. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much again for having me, Mike.